This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self with me, Avi Miller, and over there is Dean Beck.
We are joined by a woman who is an author. She's the author of The Essential Guide for Adventurous Couples. She's a relationship coach and mentor. She's not bad on the neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. She's not bad on the hypnosis side of things either. So, Avi, by the end of this, you and I could be clucking. And
can she get me to eat my vegetables? Because that would be tremendous.
And she's an expert in swinger relationships. And her name is Rachel Wilson. She used to be called Chantel Austin. Hi, hon.
Hi.
This is, you've got a new little project, which is an online TV thing. Is that what it
it's,
ultimately?
Yeah, it's hard to describe because there is so many different aspects to it. But ultimately, it's a online community. But it'll have, it's kind of a mix sort of Facebook, a little bit of TED Talks, but it'll have some TV aspect, interviews, radio included.
A lot of resources.
Yeah.
And a lot of information.
Huge amounts.
So you two are talking as if everybody knows what you're talking about. Take us.
Step back.
Intelligent Sex is the website. And the name of the show.
Yes, it's the name of the collective project. Correct.
Right. Where does this come from? What was the motivation behind creating this?
Well, it's been part of my...
She'd had so much dumb sex. It was
There's some intellect involved. You get some brain thing. You know it's more than that.
I'm not playing chess while I'm having sex. I don't have the dexterity.
But it's all about strategy. No. It's not about that at all.
Don't go there.
It's Game of Thrones sex. Jesus.
You're not playing the game, you're dead.
Yes.
It's been a part of my journey has been around dealing with judgment. Mm-hmm. And I know that many people in the LGBTIQ community know exactly what that's about. So for me, I've had judgment placed on me because of being in an open relationship or a swinging relationship, also exploring my bi side, doing a profession that's not necessarily mainstream either. So I've had to go through my own journey of getting around my own judgments, my fear of judgment, dealing with other people's judgments. And I found that part of the reason there is judgment is because there's a lack of education and misunderstanding.
There's also, Catholicism. But what you're saying is you're giving people permission to own their own sexuality and flourish in that space.
Absolutely. Mm. And then some. It's not just about sexuality. It's about gender. Yeah. It's about their relationship style, whatever it happens to be. So the idea is that we create a space and a platform that has education, information and a place to connect that is uncensored and unbiased education and information. And it talks about everything to do with sex, sexuality, gender and all types of relationships so that people can make their own decision as to what's right for them, regardless of what anybody else around them tells them is right for them. Then we've created a space where they can learn about it, explore the ideas, connect with other people to understand it more, or even to explore it with, it's not actually a dating site, but you meet people, it's the way it goes, connect and talk about it.
I was going to ask how this differs from existing, I'll say, fetish community sites online. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, for example, FetLife.
Yep.
Is the big one.
It's white, not black. The website.
I was going to... You were treading on very thin ACMA lines there for a second there, ooh. Dean. The colour scheme. Dean was talking about
the colour scheme. I was talking about the colour scheme.
Dean is now red, which is hilarious.
Somebody take a photo. It is different. Mm. But it's inclusive of it as well. So where FetLife is quite specific to the fetish and BDSM style community, it includes aspects of it, but it's not necessarily solely dedicated to it.
Can I give you a physical example of the difference?
Physical.
Sure.
Remember the old porn stores where it was just the trench coat brigade that would walk in there?
Yes.
And they were very dark and dingy and, a couple of half-flashing neon signs. Is that porn store, and then you've got the super ones with the beautiful displays and the new layout and welcoming to couples and that sort of stuff. This website's more the second example.
But my question is how I'm playing devil's advocate.
No. By all means. Where are your horns?
Well, no.
Don't ask.
My question is how you maintain the non-biased nature that you espouse, because obviously one of my favourite life mottos, if you like, is everybody is somebody's fetish. However, my fetish is not yours and vice versa, and people tend to get very judgmental. My fetishes are fine and healthy and tremendous, and your fetishes are weird and unnatural and should be banned.
It's like people into feet, honestly. That is fucked.
How do you manage the non-biased nature of the site?
Okay, so from the get-go, we'll be marketing it as a non-judgmental space.
Mm-hmm.
So as a part of the process of when you sign up, before you even get to the community membership area, you have to go through a kind of like a code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to tick off each individual item, which basically states, look, I'm here to be open-minded. I'm here to support and encourage my fellow community members. It is a non-judgmental space. That is the number one rule.
Mm.
It's about exploring, finding what's right for you, connecting in with resources, sharing your ideas. Like someone could post a challenge or a question on like sort of like a Facebook wall, if you like.
Mm.
And then it's from there that the community members can go, hey, you know what, I've had that same situation. Here's how it worked for me. Here's a someone who's a professional might be operating, like be in the community space and say, hey, I do these kind of, I help people with this particular problem. Maybe we can chat, or vice versa. It could be anything. But in order to maintain that, that's why it is a paid community space, because if you just want to go in there and judge everybody and share your be destructive,
mm,
then
at least you're getting money out of it.
Well, there is that too. But
I said I was playing devil's advocate at the beginning.
But okay, that's how I see it, but being able to keep it more secure.
One of the interesting things is making it for pay gives you a contractual obligation to uphold the code of conduct.
Correct.
Therefore, you are legally allowed to cancel someone's membership.
Correct.
If they don't uphold the code of conduct, because it's a commercial transaction.
Correct. And there will also be guides that will be in the community space that give people, educate them how they can act as a mature adult in this space. So there'll be ones that say, you know, what to do if your emotional stuff gets triggered.
Mm.
You know, what to do if you want to disagree with someone's viewpoint, but do it within the guidelines way. So we're giving them the tools to be able to express their viewpoint, but not in a way that goes, you're bad, you're wrong. You can say, well, actually, that's not how it works for me in my life. Here's what works for me. Yeah.
And because I could imagine that, you know, like,
she's good.
Like a lot of television websites where you go, everything's a spoiler, a lot of some of the discussions here might be triggers.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's having that awareness.
I'm going to give this one as an example of perhaps that what that could look like. Say you were exploring in an episode for your online web show? TV thing. Abduction fantasies or rape fantasies. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a really delicate subject to
Correct.
Explore.
Yes.
How are you going to do something like that?
Well, when we do the episodes on it, we are there to explore the different aspects of it, what it means, why people are into it, ask those questions, because we want the show to also educate other people so they can get an understanding of it. At the same time, our motto is as long as it's consensual, ethical, and with good intent, then it's okay and so are you.
We are talking to Rachel Wilson from Intelligent Sex. We will hear more about the site, about the project, right after these community service announcements. You're on Hide and Seek here on Joy 94.9.
The most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Dean Beck and Avi Miller are with you on Hide and Seek. Our guest is Rachel Wilson. She's the brains behind Intelligent Sex. Did you see what I did there?
I've got brains.
And she's not the only one. Rachel, there's a whole huge array of experts that you're drawing upon to put together this content, because they've all got their own little bit of expertise.
Absolutely. And because we want to cover information that crosses the boundary, the community boundary, so we're talking about information that's relevant to people who are gay, lesbian, bi, trans, intersex, queer, poly, swinger, kink, tantric, and mainstream. So it's not exactly one little bucket.
The mainstream ones you're going to have to worry about.
Well, they're not all of them are going to be interested in this. This is fine. No judgment there.
No.
No, but yes, we've got over 80 professionals worldwide who have niches in all aspects of sex, sexuality, gender, and relationships. So we have people who do different styles of tantra, some that focus on women's sexuality, some that focus on men having multiple orgasms, got one of those, as well as people who are into kink, being a dominatrix, using their, you know, this one woman who has been a stripper and is teaching women how to have sexual self-confidence. So there's so many different aspects that we're covering through our professionals worldwide.
Do you not feel like you're stretching yourself thin? Are you trying to be something for everyone as opposed to sort of focusing on particular things?
No, I think there's enough little niche buckets for everyone in other places.
No, well, that's... I'm just... It sounds amazing, but it also sounds very big.
Vast, it does. Yeah, but the people who would be interested in this are those who are already open-minded and want to know more about exploring different things. Mm. So, for instance, all of those communities that I just mentioned, within those communities, there are people that judge and ridicule and persecute because other people are not...
Don't we?
Solely that particular bucket.
Or they don't do it the right way.
Yeah.
So even within those communities that were all created to be a safe space for people, they are somewhat, in some ways, failing in their intent.
Still
so the people
point.
who want to remain, you know, that this is our community and you've got to look like this and do these things to be a part of this community, they will stay in those buckets. They won't be interested in this.
Mm.
But those who are, and I'm finding this a lot, who want to be able to connect and explore different things in a place where they're going to be supported and encouraged in exploring something that's in a different community bucket, this is another place.
Yeah, I mean, you do see a lot nowadays. I remember when I first moved to Melbourne, and it very much was these are the leather men, these are the bears, these are the BDSM kids. Well,
but it was very much
bucketed, you say, Rachel.
But you had the dress up leather men and the
serious
leather men. Yeah.
And now I find it far more. I'm seeing a lot of people who are sort of, I'm leather this month.
Correct.
Next month, I'm going to be a bit...
Beary.
Next month, I'm going to be a bit BDSM-y.
Maybe draggish.
I've done leather drag, as you know.
Yes, none of us forget it.
Now, everybody's just jealous that I managed to dance in 4-inch heels.
That's impressive. Look, so even thank I struggle with that.
I helped him pick the heels.
Fabulous heels.
But you're right. And part of the permission side of things is enabling people to dip their toe in these different areas and explore and enjoy.
Absolutely. And also to learn about different options that they may not be aware of because they're insular in their particular community. So it's about educating people about all of the options that are available to them so they can make an informed choice as to what they want to explore. And then they're surrounded by a community of people to go, oh, you want to explore kink? Great. Well, hey, I know a person, or hey, try this out, or here's been my experience, as opposed to, oh, no, there's something very wrong with that.
So you have experts from all around the world. Are you targeting your communities to be international, or are you going to start in Australia first and then broaden? How are you going to build your communities?
Because it's online, it'll be global from the get-go.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So the people who are my professionals out in our network, they're also promoting it to their databases to become a part of this. So those that resonate with the bigger vision, they'll become a part of the community. And those that aren't, won't.
There are some big sexperts that do regular podcasts. Mm-hmm. Some even do regular video casting. Are you going to connect with those, or are you in competition with those people?
I don't see me in competition with anybody, to be honest. I think that the more I can collaborate with other authorities that are sharing, you know, if they're aligned with the vision of being they're teaching non-judgmental open-mindedness, great, then I want to find a way to collaborate with them so that we can create a really awesome amount of good information and education for people. I'm going very big on the JV collaboration side of things, because I certainly can't do this on my own and I don't want to. And there are plenty of people out there that are already great voices for this kind of thing that would be quite aligned with it.
And I suppose it's also one of those, if you... to misquote possibly the Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come, in a sense that there are a lot of sites that do bits of this. This seems to be one of the first that I know of that is going to try and be lots of things. I can watch the videos if I don't want to interact yet. I can read.
And I can be gay or I can be straight.
You can do both at the same time if you like.
You know that too.
Do you?
I'm laughing because someone in a conversation I had yesterday said, I think I'm just gay on the weekend.
So they've got fluid sexuality then.
Well, that's one word for it. Yeah. Anyway.
Let's unpack that in a different episode, shall we?
Yeah.
So my thinking is around how, at what point do you get this to be self-sustaining? Is this something that is you see as the rest of your life, or is this something that you see as building and then giving?
I think it's going to evolve over time. Like, I've got some very big ideas around what I want it to look like, what I want it to include. In fact, when we launched this crowdfunding campaign before a personal tragedy hit, we were going to do the two shows and the radio show and the magazine and everything. And the feedback I got, now that I've been able to sit back and really look at it, was there was too much for people to really grasp what was going on. So we're going to focus on the community website aspect. So it's almost like its own insular.
It's the filthy Facebook.
It's an open book. I might even call it that, actually.
Oh, that's good.
They have bigger lawyers than you do.
I don't want to take
recommend,
on Facebook.
Yeah, I would recommend staying away from things that start with face or end in book, frankly.
Good point. I'll come up with something. But it's
bottom library. Anyway, whatever.
That's a whole other social network you want there. But it will be. It's a mix of a social network as well as like a media education stream. Mm-hmm. And it's because it's not connected to any other social media, people can keep it quite private.
Yep.
What I love about this is that it's pretty much devolved from your private practice.
Yeah.
And you try to be all things to all people, and only being able to serve one person 1 hour session. But this, you can do that 1 hour session and the whole world can learn from it.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to doing the conversations, like where we want to have a full blown TV show. We may not be able to start there, but what I can start with is like Google Hangout interviews with one or two people and do a
live webcast and
stuff and do.
Avi knows how to do all that.
I've heard about you.
Yeah.
24 hours of turning this radio station into a television station.
He did a very good job.
I heard good reports. But you'd be able to have those interviews and conversations.
No, it did not. Thank you very much.
Well, it cost less than it would have. It still cost a lot of money.
Foreign shields come with that?
No, those were self-funded. So now talk about the crowdfunding and what that is designed to fund.
Okay, so we're revisiting that right now, and we will be relaunching the crowdfunding campaign in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Likely to be focused purely on the website aspect of it, so creating the beta version of the social network itself, so that people can come in and, because the profile is going to be one of the very different fact or features to it, where most profiles say I am male, I am female, I am this, I am that, we're actually creating like a slider, so you can go like male and female will be on either end, and then you can actually
there are people that are going to scream about that, but anyway, I get
but
it.
you can define or not define yourself to the level that you want. Same with your, you know, relationship status. You can give it a name if you like, or you can just say right now we're operating somewhere between this monogamy slut. And that monogamy and slut, why not?
We're reclaiming the word. Yes.
I'm going to put that in somewhere. Dean Beck's option, slut. Yes.
Rachel Wilson, thank you very much for joining us on Hide and Seek tonight. Intelligentsex.tv is the website.
Correct.
Check it out. It is quite visionary. It is quite broad, and it's actually quite exciting.
So
well
for
done.
Now, just put your email address in and you'll be notified as soon as we launch the campaign again.
There you go.
You're on Hide and Seek. Rachel, thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
For having me.
The website address again, Dean.
It's intelligent, not dumb, sex.tv.
You're on Hide and Seek here on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.